the U.S. Department of Education is investigating 5 states that ban mask mandates in schools. The department says those bans in Iowa, Utah, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Oklahoma might violate students' civil rights and put children with disabilities at greater risk. NPR's Corey Turner has more. Corey, so walk us through the basics here. What exactly is the Department of Education arguing?
Yeah, so as you said, the states that got these warning letters all have some form of state ban on requiring masks in schools, even as the Delta variant surges right now. The Department's Office for Civil Rights is specifically concerned about students with disabilities who may be at heightened risk for severe illness from COVID-19. You know, in the past year, I've spoken with lots of parents of kids with disabilities whose kids are also, many of them, immunocompromised, and they are really worried about this idea of having to send their kids back to schools where masks are essentially optional. The department says its investigations will focus on whether these bans are discriminatory insofar as they prevent students with disabilities from safely returning for in-person education.
You know, I'm curious about this, Corey, because maybe I've had blinders on and I'm only focused on Texas and Florida because we've heard so much about Texas and Florida. Why aren't they being investigated? Because they weren't on the list of states I mentioned.
Right. I had the same question when I saw the list. It's also Arkansas and Arizona. The department says it is not investigating those states right now because as a result of court orders or state actions, those bans are not being enforced. It's also worth noting that in Florida, for example, when some districts defied the state's ban, U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona reached out directly to those district leaders and said, "I've got your back." And when state leaders threatened to withhold pay from those district leaders, Cardona told them, you know what, you can use your COVID relief funds. And this obviously all goes back to a memo that President Biden issued a few weeks ago, where he basically told Cardona to use the full force of the Ed Department to push back on these statewide mask mandate bans.
Leverage, though, what kind of leverage does the department ultimately have? I mean, what happens if a state is found to be in violation of federal civil rights law?
Yeah, that's really unclear because the short answer is when it comes to schools, the department's best leverage is usually money. But federal funding is meant to generally help the most vulnerable school communities in a given state. So withholding it could do more harm than good. In fact, on a recent appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Cardona was asked specifically about this, and he conceded. He said, quote, "When we talk about withholding funds, those who suffer are the students." He said, "Withholding funds doesn't usually work. And if anything, quote, it adds insult to injury to these students who are trying to get into the classroom."
Corey, have you had a chance to talk with any of the state superintendents who got these letters who are now facing these civil rights investigations?
Yeah, this is really interesting, A. So Utah's top education official issued a statement very quickly saying Utah's policy is misunderstood. It does allow local governments and public health officials to require masking in schools. In South Carolina, the state superintendent has said already publicly she's worried about the same discrimination that the Ed Department is. And then I spoke last night, had a very interesting conversation with Oklahoma State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister. She is an elected Republican, and she told me she supports the investigation. She said Oklahoma's ban on mask mandates is, quote, "preventing schools from fulfilling their legal duty to protect and provide all students the opportunity to learn more safely in person." She did not mince words, telling me she wants that state law to be stricken.
NPR's Corey Turner, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.